In the fourth lecture, we took a look at a sample mutual fund and then some other funds that have done very well over the long term. And we made reference to what are called illustrations or hypotheticals or hypothetical illustrations. And what I said to you is that in the face-to-face class, we actually do them. I asked the students, what would you like to try, you know? So in the online class, what we're going to do is take a look at four scenarios that I've created. If you have an idea for another scenario, let's try this for so many years, or what if I had this much money to invest with just today and just let it go? We'll do those and throw them up on the website. So I have these four scenarios on the class webpage, and they're in PDF format. So to make it easier, what I've done is I've put them into Adobe Acrobat, Adobe Reader, and just have them all lined up, queued up, ready to go. So we're going to basically click on this guy, but we're not going to click on them because I already have him as a PDF file on my machine. So I'm going to minimize the browser and take a look at the first scenario. The first scenario is 30 years at $100 per month. And so here's all the good stuff right here that tells you about why you should be afraid, be very afraid. Here it says, it might be a little small for you, and maybe I'll play with the smart focus, which I'm not smart enough to use usually. But see, it says, figures shown are past results and not predictive of results in the future. Current and future results may be lower or higher. These are not investments that are guaranteed by the FDIC, nor are they deposits or guaranteed by a bank. So they may lose value. You understand, this is what you're going to see on all the literature, if they're legitimate. If they're telling you, you can't lose, well then, these people are shysters. So we have gone through and have set up a such situation where we're going to go for our 30 years at $100 a year. And here it's going to be small, and I'll focus in on some things using the smart focus eventually, but what we see is that you started back in 1982 putting $100 a month, or that's $1,200 a year, and your account is growing and growing and growing. And then what happens? Whoops, I went too far. Oh, here it is, right here. I'm sorry. Then what happens is you're getting closer to being happy, and 2007 is our high point, $193,670. And then look at what happened in 2008. Wow. Wasn't that a kick in the teeth, a punch in the stomach? It happened a little bit before in 2000 to 2002. In 2000, we had 122,000. And 2 years later, in 2002, 102. But look at that. 193,670 to 127,280. But look, it's coming back. We're clawing our way back. And apologies, we just went to the next page. And here's our ending result. 183,230. So we hit 197 as our high point, and we're clawing ourselves back. But look how much we put in over 30 years. $36,000. Turned into 180. Not bad. And over those 30 years, we received 9.26%. Hey, would you be happy with 9.26%? I would. And the graph at the bottom, which we jumped into, before. There it is. It shows but see, it's exponential. So the very first years look like nothing, but as it goes through the go-go 90s, that's the market was doing really well, and then down to 2002, and then there from 2003 to 2007 looks pretty darn good, and 2008 happens. and it's going to happen again, folks. I don't know if it's going to happen the same exact way. Where 2008 was like a thunderbolt. The markets dropped very fast, very quickly. But now, look, we're coming back. We're coming back. But is 180,000, is that really? No. You want to do better than that, right? So what we're going to do next is take a look at 40 years. See, if you just extend your time horizon, and this is why I love it when we got the millennials in the classroom, right? That's why we love it, because you have 40 years or more. I mean, your generation is going to be living far longer than any previous generation. Trends continuing, and you never know if they're going to continue. But let's now go down and see what happened. We start off, you know, looking good, building, and then here we are at 2000. We had hit an intermediate high point at 521,000, and then 2 years later, we're down to 427,000. Yeah, right? But then, that's 2002. Then we start building again, and at the peak in 2007, we hit $785,811, almost $800,000. 1 year later, it's $513,762. Now, you have to ask yourself. Now, of course, this didn't happen to you, but you have to ask yourself, what would I do? How would I react? Would I continue to put $100 a month away? Or would I pull my money out? Only to watch it the next year jump back up to $650,000. And then $720,000, but now we've got a little bit of a dip. But still, we're clawing ourselves back. Is it a guarantee? No. But, hey, how much did you put in over those 40 years? $48,000. Not even as much as some people pay for a car every 8, 7, 8, 10 years. And you receive 10.89% over those 40 years. So, you know, not bad. Not bad at all. And let's take a look at the graph. And it looks similar to the other graph. Because of exponential growth, the first 20, 30 years don't look very exciting. And then 2000, the 2000 to 2002 bear market, and then wham, 2008. But, you know, we're making our way back. And 700,000 is nothing to sneeze at, folks. But can we even do better? You better believe it, folks. What if I said to you, look, I want you to put $100 a month away this year, but next year I want you to increase it by $10, right? Two fewer trips to $5 every month. Can you do that? Next year, $110, and the year after that, $120. Could you do that? Look, you're going to be paying down debt, raising your income as your career goes along up to a certain point. Let's see what happens. There's all the scary stuff, to be afraid, be very afraid. And now we see we have a long road ahead of us. Up to 2000, we're at 854,000 in the year 2000, and then 2 years later, it's down to 700. But oh boy, look at what we hit. The intermediate term high in 2007, the all-time high, 1 million. 317,000. And then 2008 hits, and we lost close to $500,000, folks. What? Could you tell your spouse? No, you just keep quiet. You keep putting money back in, and you're up to $1.2 million. Now, would you be happy with that? How much did you put in? $140,000 over 40 years. Which is a lot less than what some of you are going to pay for cars over that time. And you receive 10.55%. Again, not bad. The graph should look pretty much the same. Exponential growth, the first years look like nothing, and then we start to climb exponentially, and then 2002, 2007, bang. Wow. Again, ask yourself, what would you do? Yeah. Well, there's a bit of a fly in the ointment with this illustration, and that is the fact that you probably would have, as you're getting closer to retirement, you would have diversified out of just stocks. You would have started building your bond portfolio. And so, and we'll see this later on, folks. We'll go back to this later on. After we're done stocks, after we're done bonds, you would have seen that your the downdrafts would not have been as bad. They still would have been, you know, gut-wrenching in 2008, but not as bad. Okay, now, that's for you millennials. What about you boomers, you baby boomers? You're saying, why didn't you tell me this a long time ago? Yeah, because you don't have the 40 years, do you? So here's an illustration. There's the scary stuff. And this one is putting away $500 over 20 years. Because, you know, that's what you got to do. You got to put in a whole lot more. And you picked not the best 20-year period. Not the worst, but maybe one of the worst over the modern finance. And so you've put in $120,000, that's $6,000 a year, but you've only had 20 years. And your intermediate term high at 2000 was 113. You didn't lose that much, really, between 2000 and 2002. But then 2007, you hit a maximum of 223,000, excuse me, there's the cursor. And then 150, and now your spouse is ready to bop you over the head, and you're back up to 228. Wait a minute, how come it's more? Because you've been putting in more, and you were buying shares very low when it hit the bottom in 2008, 2009. Remember we discussed $2 cost averaging? But still, you've put in $120,000, and you only have 228, and you return 6.02%, which, folks, is not that bad, but is it? It's not that good either. And that's why the benefit of time is so, so important. And let's take a look at the graph real fast. It's going to look basically like the same of the graphs, except there's just not as much time as the others. 2002 was not so rough for you. 2008 was not fun. And you're basically, you're going to work longer, aren't you, you boomers? Yes, we are boomers. Are going to be working longer than we thought. And that's not a bad thing, actually. Our health is good. We want to be productive. And we are needed out there. So how's that for a consolation prize, huh? So what do you think, folks? Look at these over, and if you have ideas for illustrations that you would like to see, please contact me, and I'd be happy to do them for you and put them up on the website. See ya!